Dozens of rights activists and family members of those missing demonstrated in front of the public prosecution's office in Khartoum over the weekend, rejecting the decision to bury more than 3,000 unidentified bodies. Earlier this month, the government announced plans to dig mass graves after Sudan's top public prosecution said mortuaries were overcrowded, noting many remains were decaying. In April, the Sudanese Sovereignty Council decided to form a technical committee to bury the unidentified bodies to prevent environmental and health risks, but the move angered families of the missing people. Fadia Khalafalla, a member of the Missing Initiative, a voluntary group that helps families document the list of missing individuals, says the group rejects any move by authorities to bury the bodies before a post-mortem process is undertaken. Speaking at a news conference held in Khartoum over the weekend, Khalafalla said they have lost trust in the Sudanese judicial body. She says the group wants international experts to help carry out the post-mortem process.
We completely lost trust in judicial institutions and forensic institutions. That is why we need to seek international experts. A team from Argentina came to Sudan for this purpose, but they were not granted permission to visit the mortuaries and they were expelled.
Last week, the investigation committee into the disappearance of missing persons of the public prosecution decided not to participate in autopsies of burial of the unidentified bodies unless it was accompanied by investigations conducted at the morgue with the help of an international team. Last May, the Khartoum State Minister of Health announced the closure of Bashair Hospital mortuary south of Khartoum after about 1,000 unidentified bodies began to decompose. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus today via messaging application, Rehab Mubarak, who lost her 25-year-old brother Musab Mubarak in June 2019 during pro-democracy demonstration, says her family rejects any unilateral decision by authorities to bury the bodies. Mubarak says even though there is no clear evidence her brother's body is among those piled into mortuaries, they do not support the mass burial because it would bury the truth.
If
these bodies are buried in such a hurry, that would wipe away all the existing truth about the missing individuals. There are thousands of them who are still missing since 2020 up to now, and their families are unable to find their whereabouts.
Legal activist Osman Al-Basari says burying the bodies without proper legal and post-mortem procedures is illegal. He says the bodies have been decomposing due to negligence of the authorities. Basari says any step to wipe away evidence is not acceptable.
We don't support piling up of corpses, but we are in support of proper procedures that preserve the rights of the missing individuals, preserve the environment, and preserve the dignity of the corpses.
Sudanese legal expert Adil Abdulghani says the issue of missing individuals is part of the sacrifice of the Sudanese people during the revolution. He says any legal procedure carried out with the unidentified bodies may delay the justice process.
If there is any doubt from some activists about the process, I don't see any issue to seek the advice of international expertise. It is true that there was a mistake committed by the former Attorney General, but this situation cannot continue to exist without a proper solution. We cannot keep the situation as it is now.
After several meetings, the committee set September 25th as the date for the start of autopsies in preparation for burial. According to the strict procedures and in compliance with the protocol of the Red Cross in dealing with the unknown bodies, a member of the Burial Committee for Unknown Bodies, Agil Noor Swaradahab, confirmed to this program that a mass burial has been postponed until further notice, adding that more clarification would be provided tonight at a news conference in Khartoum. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.